This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome to the dark side. Again, this is Bob Romanek. As you know, the rottenest bastard you ever want to hear on the radio. Lines are always open in case I want to get to you. You can call toll free 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. We are America's voice of freedom and definitely the Patriot. A lot of stuff going on. You know, the Iowa caucus is coming up today, and that's going to be something. They're talking about Joe Biden may be at the top of the heap. Then they're talking about Bernie Sanders. They're kind of leaving Elizabeth Warren out of the mix. I don't think she stands a snowball chance in hell. I honestly think maybe Biden will get the nod at the end of the day. I could be wrong. It may not come out on the first ballot, and then the ballots are open for anybody else to be put on the ballot. I don't know if Bernie Sanders, he's got a core support. But for you people who have been listening at all, you know he doesn't have major support throughout this country. I think he may end up being second or third when it comes down to who's going to get the nomination. And I think maybe Joe Biden will get the nomination just because he's Joe Biden, just because his name's familiar, just because he was a vice president for 8 years under that ass-white bastard Bill Clinton. Could be wrong, been wrong before. All of us have been wrong. But you have to think about it. You have to weigh the facts. You have to research. And then you have to run with it. You can't listen to somebody else and just take their opinion, their decision, and run with it. You take their opinion. You take their decision. Then you research for yourself. You research for yourself. And then you'll find out who's the best. Who's the best at what they're going to do. Now, I don't think any of the Democrats that are on the list would make a formidable candidate against President Trump. I could be wrong. I doubt it, but I could be wrong. And you good people out there, there's so many people going for Trump. Not that they think he's the best candidate that ever ran for office as president of the United States, but I think they're thinking at this point, he's the best that the political field has to offer. And I think people anymore are kind of getting away from who's the Democrat and who's the Republican. There's a lot of independent voters out there who may have been Democrats at one time, who may have been Republicans at one time. But I think there's a lot of independent voters, and I think, as always, I think the independent voters will be the one that elect the president come November. Now, people will say, well, Trump can't win. That's what his enemies have said for 4 years. His supporters will say it's going to be a landslide, and that's what they said for the last 3 or 4 years. It's going to be interesting to see what happens at the end of the day. You know, Trump will be the Republican candidate for president. It's just undecided who the Democratic candidate will be. And again, I think with this Iowa situation, if it gets out of hand and a few others get out of hand, there's not going to be a strong winner on the first ballot. And again, if there's not a strong winner on the first ballot, then they open up the doors to throw any other candidate that anybody wants in. And you know who's at the back of the heap saying, I'm not going to run, I'm going to support whoever the candidate is? Your friend, if you're a staunch Democrat, Hillary Clinton. She still has aspirations of being the President of the United States. She still thinks that she's the only one that could beat Trump. And when it's all said and done, I think there's background work that she's trying to gear up for that. I could be wrong, but I seriously doubt it. I think she's as serious as a heart attack and running again. And again, I think Trump would smoke her ass more this time than he did last time. Of course, again, that's just my opinion, and we'll have to see how it goes. I want to talk about the Aldermatic situation over in St. Louis. The Board of Aldermen on Friday, they urged the Missouri legislature to stay out of a dispute they're having with Mayor I'd Rather Lie to You Than Tell the Truth Crewson over ending the residency requirement for police and other city employees. The board voted 19-3 for a resolution telling state lawmakers and Governor Mike Parsons to reject a proposed state law endorsed by Crewson that would eliminate the St. Louis rule to keep all the employees that work in St. Louis to live in St. Louis. It says Alderman last September refused to put the repeal before city voters by way of a charter amendment. Says it's purely a local decision that should be made by us, said Alder Lady Sharon Tyrus, Democrat of the First Ward, the resolution sponsor. It's highly inappropriate that the mayor would go to Jefferson City and ask Republican government to overhaul our decisions. Now, Steve Conway, that's Crewson's chief of staff, he's defending the mayor's move, saying, oh, that's the best thing to do. But I don't think it's going to come about. I think they're going to stop it. And when they stop it, I think that's going to be one nail in the coffin for Lida Crewson. She's been pushing it. We're going to get people that can live out of the city. I don't know if that's right or wrong, but if the Board of Aldermen and the people want you to live in the city that you work, you should have to live in the city that you work. I don't think it's totally right. I don't think it's totally right, but if that's what people want to do, give them the opportunity to make their own decisions. But it's amazing. It's amazing. It's had an older lady, Marlene Davis. She argued the police department's main employment problem is retaining officers, not recruiting new ones. So they're going to have a hell of a fight when it's all said and done. But whenever you have 19-3, the St. Louis Board of Aldermen, 19-3 for a resolution telling state reps, state senators, and Governor Parsons to reject a proposal endorsed by Crewson, you know that they're taking it serious. You know they're taking it serious. If they didn't, they wouldn't be going through all the crap they're going through. But they're doing it because you know why? They can. They're doing it because they were elected to represent the people. Now, apparently that's what most people want. If not, why would 19 to 3 vote to pull that resolution, to pull it off the table? It's going to be unbelievable. It's going to be unbelievable because the city, they need to fill more than 130 police vacancies. And apparently, I don't know how many officers they've hired, but apparently there's going to be a little crap going on because Crewson's going to want people that can live out of the city. Apparently, the vast majority of the Board of Aldermen don't want it. So I actually don't believe it's going to happen. Right, wrong, or indifferent, it's up to each jurisdiction. It's up to each jurisdiction to say what the hell is going to happen in their wards, in their cities, in their states. Go ahead, Rick. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Rick, two quick things. You know how much the Democrats bet on trying to impeach Trump?
No, I'm sure it was millions of dollars, Rick.
They say billions.
Well, it could be. I'd kind of argue that, but you could be right. I don't have the statistics, so I can't argue with you on that one.
And they say they're taking it out of the Social Security fund.
You know, I haven't read that, but that wouldn't be a bad idea to do it that way. Rick, do you live in the St. Louis region?
No, I live in Illinois.
You live in Illinois. What do you think about now the aldermen are saying 19-3 that they want you to have to live in the city? And it may not be right, but if the aldermen, if the people of the city decide that's what they want, right, wrong, or indifferent, don't you think that's the way it should be?
Well, Cokie did that with the police force. They let them move out of town.
They did? I think a lot of the towns in Illinois. You don't have to actually live in the town, but they're telling me that the that Mayor Crewson wanted it where you have to live an hour away, at no longer than an hour away, and you had to stay in the state of Missouri. Is that what you heard?
You know what? I really don't follow Missouri that much. We got enough problems here in Illinois with Pritzker.
I watched
his speech the other day on how he's going to stop corruption. I could probably do it for him. You cut Chicago out and St. Clair County out, and the corruption's over.
Well, I'll tell you what, Rick, I agree but disagree. The vast majority of corruption, there's always going to be corruption, a little corruption everywhere, but I agree with you totally. With Chicago gone, St. Clair County gone, I'd say at one time Madison County, but they've kind of become a two-party system, don't you think?
Yeah, they cleaned their act up, you know. They got tired of being talked about.
Yeah, well, they've done a decent job, and I think when it's all over, I think at the end of the day, St. Clair County will have to do the same thing. You know, you got they've got the FCC all over my ass saying I own these stations, which I don't. They've got Mark Kern trying to get me off the air, which he's never going to do it. And they may be able to take the radio stations away, but they can't say that I can't be on the air. So they're all pissed off, and I don't think at the end of the day they know what to do, Rick.
Hey, Bob, I'm just glad you're feeling better. That's all I care about.
Well, you know what? Thank you very much, buddy. I sincerely appreciate that. I hope you're doing, wherever in Illinois you're at, I hope you're doing fine, and I appreciate you taking the time to listen, to take the time to call, but more than that, to take the time to be concerned about what's going on.
Have a great day, buddy.
Okay, Rick, thank you very much. Sincerely appreciated. Yeah, it's really amazing. It's really amazing how some people get involved in crap like this asswipe, Mark, the big faggot Kern, the failed St. Clair County board chairman, who wants me off the air, and he's not going to get me off the air. He may get me off these radio stations, but there's a lot more radio stations. There's a lot more places to go that he can't do a damn thing about it. He knows it. My enemies know it. My friends know it. And it's amazing why you just can't say, hey, I hate that no good son of a bitch, but he's got every right. He's got every right to say what he wants, when he wants, because I have every right, no matter who you are. You have every right to say what you want, when you want. Now, you may get a lot of people pissed at you. You may get a lot of people that want to throw you out of office, want to throw you out of the state, want to throw you out of the country. But you've got every right. You've got every right to come after me. You've got every right to be for me. You've got every right to be neutral. But these asswipe bastards, and there's some on both sides, if you don't go along with their program, you're a no-good, rotten bastard. And I don't know where they've come up with this crap day in and day out, and it's primarily on this side of the river in Illinois. It's primarily the Democrats, because they've had control of the state for so many years. They had control even the last election whenever the old governor was elected, the Republican was elected for 4 years, and he sat there for 4 years and did a damn nothing. Did a damn nothing, so they put a Democrat in. They got a Democrat reelected, and now I think there'll be a Democrat governor for the next 2, 3, 4 terms. And it's amazing. It's amazing how people don't even think about it. It's amazing how people just let crap go. And you know what they say? Day after day, I hear it day after day. People call all throughout the country talking to me. Most of them don't want to be on the air because they're afraid. And I understand that. I understand that. They know what's going on. They know how bad it is. They want to make changes. The problem is everybody needs to come together. Democrats, decent Democrats, decent Republicans, decent men, women, black and white, need to come together and get the best candidates and put the best candidates in office. It don't give a damn, oh, he's a Democrat and I'm a Republican, or he's a Republican and I'm a Democrat. Makes no difference. Get the best candidate that'll do the best for your area, do the best for your people, your community, your city, your county, your state, and that's what you run with. You know what people do, and the Republicans are just as bad. Oh, I got to vote for him because he's a Republican. You know how many people don't know why they're voting for somebody other than because he's a Democrat or because he's a Republican? It's amazing, amazing when you hear this, and you hear it day in and day out, day in and day out, and people just keep on trucking. They act like it's no big deal. But it is a big deal. It's a big deal to me. It's a big deal to you good people. And if you think about it, it's a big deal to everybody. We're going to have to learn to do what's right for our people. That's what's right for our political associations, because we've been dealing with political associations for 20, 30, 40, 80, 100 years. And it never gets better on that end. You get Democrats in, and they screw up crap. The Republicans try to fight it. Then you end up getting the Republicans in, and they screw up crap, and they try to fight it. So it's a fight game. It's always a fight game, and it's always, are you a Democrat or Republican? And I say, no, the hell with being a Democrat or Republican. Be a good citizen. Vote what's best for your community, your people, your cities, your towns, your states. Don't vote just because there's a D behind somebody's name. Don't vote just because there's an R behind somebody's name, or even an I for an independent behind somebody's name. Vote because you're voting for the best qualified candidate. Go ahead, Lonnie. You're on the dark side.
Good morning, Bob. I'm glad to hear you on the air this morning.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Hey, sorry to change the subject, but are you going to get a check from Riverfront Times and St. Louis Post because you doubled their circulation Friday?
Oh, no, Lonnie. I probably tripled their circulation Friday. I've had so many calls, people telling me to stand up for what I believe in. I've had people call me yesterday, Lonnie, who said, we don't agree with you most of the time, Romantic. We think you're crazy, but you've got some good ideas. You think out of the box. You're not a politician. And I said, no, I'm not. I said, I've come after Democrats, Republicans, independents. But I'll tell you what, Lonnie, that post-disgrace and the Riverfront Crimes, I call it the Riverfront Crimes, they don't know what the hell they're talking about. They're talking like they're going to get me off the air and never get back on. That's never going to happen. They can eventually take these stations away and let them go dark, but that's all they can do. They can never keep me off the air, but they seem to think they can push whatever they want to push out there, and whatever they want will happen, even though it's not legally correct. What's your take?
Oh, yeah. I believe you. And you know, and you've got some very loyal listeners, so wherever you end up, we'll be there.
Well, Lonnie, I'll tell you what, I sincerely appreciate that, and thanks for the call, and you be safe. I've got listeners all throughout this country. After every article, and I've had 12 bad hit pieces in the St. Louis Post-Disgrace, and every time I have them, I have people calling from New York, from Kansas City, from California, from Florida, from Minnesota. They're calling from all over because they understand what's going on. And most of them say, hey, we don't know you, Romantic. We listen to you. We listen to you on the podcast. We listen to you on the internet. But we know what you're doing is what you think's right. We know what you're doing is right because you're concerned not about the Democratic Party. You're not concerned about the Republican Party. You're concerned about the people. And more people have to be that way. More people have to be that way, and they're not. You know, on a side note, Lonnie, with the Riverfront Crimes, Ray Hartman used to come into a club that a friend of mine owned, a strip club. They had to throw him out, trying to take care of all the girls, trying to get the girls to come home with him, trying to be a real, real, real big shot. And this is a son of a bitch that owned the Riverfront Times, that sold the Riverfront Times, and now he's back as a guest editorial in the Riverfront Crimes. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable how they let this crap go. They continue to let it go. Nobody other than me says anything about it. Everybody that knows Ray Hartman knows what a bum he is, knows what a low-life piece of crap he is. But they just let it go and let it go and let it go. And that's what happens. You can take a bad guy and you can let it go and let it go and let it go. And then a bad guy becomes good for whatever reason. And that's not the case in Ray Hartman. That's not the case in the St. Louis Post-Disgrace. That's not the case in the Belleville New Slime of Crap. Or that's not the case in the Riverfront Crimes. It's amazing. It's amazing how these newspapers will tell you one-sided story. They won't let you have both sides because they don't want you to have both sides, because then people will find out that they're wrong. They don't want anybody. They don't want anybody to know that they're wrong. They want everybody to think, hey, these guys at these newspapers are correct. They're not correct. They're not correct by any means, but they just let it go and let it go. And then people start thinking, well, maybe it is correct. No, it's not correct. Just because you hear crap on the news, in the newspaper, or even on TV and radio, that doesn't mean that it's true. That doesn't mean that it's legal. That doesn't mean that these guys shouldn't be held accountable for what they do, but it's amazing. It's amazing how they let it go and let it go and let it go, and nobody other than me ever says anything. I see over in Ellisville, thieves use chain. Three thieves used a chain to yank open an ATM machine in Ellisville, a nice white area. But guess what? The three culprits, they've got hoodies on. One of them's pulled real tight. Two of them aren't. And guess what? They're not proud black people. They're three niggers. If they'd have been white, I'd have called them crackers or hunkies. These are three niggers. And the FBI, they're collaborating in a series of ATM heists and think that these guys are responsible for more than one. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable how these people can go out and do this crap. Now, whenever they get caught, or one of them turns himself in, or whatever happens, then automatically, it's going to be a racial thing. They come after them because they were black. If they'd have been white, they wouldn't have come after them. If they'd have been white, they would have let it go. Now, that's not true. That's not true on its face. And people know that. But the people that don't like the police department, the people that don't like the white police officers, they're going to be all over it. Oh, you're just picking on them. You're just picking on them because they're black. No, we're picking on them. We're picking on them because they're criminals. We're picking on them because they're not proud black people. They're niggers. They're niggers. Now, niggers, write this down because you hear it every day from me. And you also hear cracker and hunky. They're niggers. So I can call them niggers. If they were crackers, I'd call them crackers. If they were hunkies, I'd call them hunkies. But no, they're niggers. But they've got their mask, their hoods pulled up and tightened up. But you can tell they're all three niggers. But they seem to think that these niggers were involved in more than one of these ATM heists. And they're following up on it. And again, the FBI is involved because it is a federal crime, because banks are federally insured. So I just hope that this works out. And I want to applaud the FBI, and I want to applaud Ellisville and all the police departments. I don't give a damn if the policemen are black and white, men or women, Democrats or Republicans. They're out there doing their job, and they're going to do their job to the best of their ability. And that's all they can do. If they can find them, they find them. There's been many cases where they can't find them. And if they can't find them, we just let them go. You can only do so much as a police officer. Some people get away with crap. Most people don't, because even when they get away with crap once or twice or three or four times, it gets to be easy for them. But now it's not so easy. They've got a description of the truck. They've got a description of the license plate. But they're saying that the truck was probably stolen, so that's not going to be much use to them. But if anybody knows anything about this Ellisville situation, you're asked to call the Ellisville Police Department at 636-227-7777. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we got Charlie America on the line, and we'll talk with him right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, 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 very proud to be the Patriots.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting. As you can hear, Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome back to the dark side. This is Bob Romanek, as you all know, if you didn't before by now, that I'm the craziest son of a bitch that's ever been on the radio. Probably the nuttiest bastard, too. I go all around the country. They pick me up in probably 200-300 radio stations online. It's amazing. It's amazing. And it's not about me. They don't know me. They probably don't like me. But they understand where I'm going. And it makes them feel like somebody is standing up for the cause. On the phone with us now is a worldwide traveler and probably the number one biggest political analysis in this great United States of America. Charlie America. Charlie, how the hell you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bob, how are you?
I'm doing...
Well, I'm calling you from the cornfields of Iowa. I've been out here for about a month.
Yes, somebody said you've been up that way. And every time that you've been involved in an election, Charlie, you get the results. You say it the way it is. You don't pull any punches. If you feel like you're for somebody and they're not going to win, you're going to let it know. But that's why they call you the number one political analysis in the entire country. And you should take that as a compliment, and I'm sure you do.
Well, I do, Bob, and I did want to call in, though, even though we're buried in Iowa tonight, to tell you that over the weekend, with all the stuff you're doing down there, it's filtering through the political press here, and, you know, a lot of the political press, because of it being the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, et cetera, are concerned about censorship, Bob.
You know what, Charlie? Thank you very much. I've had people call me from Florida, from California, even from New York, and say the same thing. And they say, Bob, we listen to you. We don't know you. We don't know if you're always right. But the one guy from New York said, I don't give a damn if you're right or wrong. You've got every right to say what you feel. And he said, I can't say what I feel. I'll be fired. He said, I appreciate you taking the opportunity to tell it the way it is. I think at the end of the day, you're going to win, because people at some point are going to get tired of all this crap. They're going to get tired of all this stuff with, hey, let's elect a Democrat. Let's elect somebody that's going to beat Trump. And I tell them all. I don't give a damn if it's Trump or somebody else. I just want the best candidate to be our president so he can do for everybody. What's your take, Charlie?
Well, you've always kind of been that way, and I think that is the case, that people are realizing the party labels are becoming somewhat meaningless. I did get a call this morning from some people who know we know each other. And so tomorrow I'm heading back to Chicago for a meeting, and they want to talk about drafting you for the United States Senate as an independent.
You know, Char, I've had people call me, and we had talked in the past. I had someone call me about a month ago and asked me about maybe getting on the ballot at some point. And I said, well, I'm not really interested in getting on the ballot. I'd rather just expose everybody who is trying to get on the ballot and try to push the best candidate. But at the end of the day, Charlie, it's going to be up to the people to decide what they want, right or wrong.
Well, no, that's always the case. Hopefully, will always be the case here in America. I think what they're looking at is that this would be a way. And after I have that meeting, I'm going to head down your way and sit down and tell you what happened.
Well, but I'll tell you what, I appreciate that.
If you could be in the debates, that would be a great way to get the message all around the state and probably all around the country, given your background.
Yeah, well, hey, I don't know. That's not all good, but I appreciate that. I don't think all of us have all good. But, you know, Charlie, at the end of the day, you get around, you've been around a lot of elections, you know what's going on, and you, more so than anybody else, tells it the way it is. I know you've pissed people off when you've been down this way, talking about state and national politics, but at the end of the day, you were correct on about 95%. People don't want to hear about who's correct. They just want to hear about what they want to hear about, right or wrong.
No, that's absolutely right. I think that, and I think that's why you get people who are listening to one side or the other all the time, whereas what you're presenting out there is something that it just cuts across all the lines.
Yeah, well, that's what they say. And again, you know me fairly well, and I know you and got nothing but respect for you. You always tell it the way it is, and I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect by any means. But when I say something, I've researched it. I've come up with it. I've talked good about Democrats. I've talked good about Republicans. I've talked bad about Democrats, and I've talked bad about Republicans. When they deserve to be talked good about, they get it. When they deserve to be talked bad about, they get it. But both sides, Charlie, they don't want to hear the bad crap, do they?
No, it's all pablum. And it's kind of like you're seeing in this impeachment thing. Go back 20 years, just reverse the positions, right? If you're a Democrat, you're against impeachment then, now you're for it. It's all a play, Bob.
Isn't it amazing, Charlie, how you're exactly right? 20 years ago, you heard all the crap, and here's Schumer and everybody else, Rattler, and all of them. Oh, no, there shouldn't be an impeachment because that's not right. You know, you take care of it election time. That's the right way to do it. We don't want to make the country look bad. We want to make the people have the opportunity to decide. But now all of a sudden that the shoe's on the other foot, these guys have did a 180, and they're totally against it. I don't understand how they can stand up at any kind of meeting, Charlie, anywhere, and defend what they're trying to do now.
Well, the ultimate political move is always the U-turn, Bob.
You know what, Charlie? I couldn't have said it any better. How much money do you think, and I know you're in the know, and you don't have a correct figure, a totally correct figure, how much money do you think that's going to be spent by both the Democrats and Trump? I don't think he's going to have any, he's not going to have major opposition. I don't know if he's going to have any opposition at all. But what do you think at the end of the day, after the election said and done, no matter who wins, what do you think it's going to cost all these politicians?
Oh, I mean, I think that, you know, we're looking at the presidency at about $5 to $6 billion this year, unless, but that's without counting Mr. Bloomberg. He's already put $500 million in just in ads. So you're going to see something between $5 and $10 billion.
You think? What happened last election, Charlie? You know how much money was spent totally?
Right. Last election, Hillary Clinton had about three times what Trump had. Trump had about $1.5 billion. She had about $4.5 billion. So it was about $6 billion.
So they're going to talk. They're going to talk maybe even twice as much as last election.
I would think, yeah. That's what everybody is. Everybody's saying. I mean, and with so many people in there, it's all that money goes. All that money kind of goes down the tubes. Most of it. Most of it goes to the losers.
You know what, Charlie? You're exactly right. Because most of it really does go to the losers. Now, who do you think, and I talked to you off the air, who do you honestly think, and I don't know if you've got all your statistics together, but at this point, if you had to maybe guess, not know, because nobody knows, if you had to guess, who would be your best shot to win the, and I don't think it's going to be a total win, who do you think has the best shot to get the most votes, the most electoral votes out of Iowa?
Oh, out of Iowa today, I think it'll be Bernie Sanders.
And what's your take on that?
Well, I just think, you know, you got a guy who was here, you know, 4 years ago in Iowa, and came within a hair's breadth of winning. His people never left; they continued to go after folks to keep him in the Bernie camp. So if Bernie got 49.9% last time, it's not hard to believe he can get 25 or 30% at this time, which would be a clear winner in such a large field.
What happened? Who won the Who won the delegates in the general election in 2016?
From Iowa?
Yeah.
Iowa was Trump. Yeah, I mean, believe me, Trump won Iowa in the general by 9%. As soon as the Democrats are done with the caucus tonight, they will all leave Iowa and not return.
Yeah, that's a good point. Most of them, do you think, Charlie, most of them are there just because it's the first caucus, it's the first situation where the news media is going to really get involved, and they think, hey, we're going to get involved, win, lose, or draw. The publicity we get maybe don't help us, but it sure can hurt us.
Well, and the other thing, Bob, is that Iowa is a very cheap state to campaign in versus, you know, Illinois or California or Texas or any of the other. So it lets a lot of the folks, you know, who are not known, take a mayor of South Bend or Andrew Yang, they can come in there and they don't have to have a fortune in order to get covered.
Now, what do you think about the mayor of South Bend, Indiana?
He's got to be, if you kind of line it up, he's got to be the most unusual candidate to run for president and seems to be making some headway.
You know what, Charlie? I think he's making some headway, but I don't think there's any way, shape, and hell that he's going to have enough oomph, enough money, enough support to even come close to getting the nomination. Do you?
No, I think that's right. Everybody's looking to go to Milwaukee, Bob, because there's a real chance, a better than 50% chance now, that no one on the first ballot, especially when superdelegates can't vote in the first ballot, get what they need for the 50%. So everybody's getting their chips to take to the poker table in Milwaukee.
Yeah. What in Milwaukee? Who won that state in 2016?
Oh, Wisconsin was Trump.
He won that too?
Right. Trump won Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, which is we're all supposed to be the blue wall. But, and that's why the Democrats are holding their convention up in Milwaukee this year.
That's our national convention. And when is that, Steve?
That's Charlie? In June. That'll be coming up I think it's July, actually, beginning of July. And, you know, after the primary season. And I think you're going to see a whole bunch of people up there, Bob, including Mayor Pete, with chips in their hands. They're going to have so many delegates, and nobody's going to have enough to clear, you know, the first ballot. And then the bargaining goes back behind the wall, back in the back room, because all of the delegates get released after the first ballot.
Yeah, what do you think, and I agree with you, I don't think they're going to get it on the first ballot. When it's all said and done, who do you think, if you had to vote today with all your money, who would you put your money on, or would you not put your money on anybody?
Yeah, I think if today somebody had to make the bet, they would bet on Trump.
Well, you know what? I don't think that's a bad choice. And again, Charlie, I don't think he's the best candidate that's ever surfaced, but I think he's the best of what we got. What's your take? Who are you going to vote for?
Well, you know, I never talk about that.
Well,
because
that's
then
true.
People would never look at it. But I think that the it's only because we don't know who the other candidate is. I mean, you end up with a situation where you got to find out, you know, who the choices are.
Right. Well, before you can make a decision. Hey, Charlie, as always, you are the number one political analyst in this entire United States of America. We love you here in the St. Louis region. I know they love you all over the country. You get all over, and you tell it the way it is, and you don't give a damn if you piss somebody. You're like me. If you piss somebody off, you just piss them off, but you're going to tell the truth. So I would tell you, whenever you get down here, we'd be looking forward to seeing you. You have a safe trip up there in Iowa and Milwaukee, and we'll look forward to giving you a personal interview. It'll be our privilege and our honor when you come down this way.
Well, that's great, Bob, and keep proving that you're the craziest son of a bitch on the radio, will you?
Thank you very much, Charlie. I sincerely appreciate that. You have a good day, and we sincerely appreciate the call. Thank you very much, buddy.
Talk to you soon, Bob.
All right. Charlie America, I tell you what, people, this guy knows what's going on. He gets down and dirty with them, and he don't care. He don't care because he's going to get the truth out no matter who it helps, no matter who it hurts, he's going to tell you the way it is. We've got some more callers. Hold on. We'll try to get back to you right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriots.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriots. I want to thank Charlie America. What a great guy. He's all around the country. He knows what's going on. He's going to tell you the way it is, whether you like it or not. And hopefully, it's not whether you like it or not, it's whether you accept it or not. Because sometimes, we don't always get what we want. A lot of times, we don't always get what we want, but we just have to kind of fight through it. I want to apologize for all the callers that were holding on. We had callers from New York, from Kansas City, from Texas. We're not going to be able to get there. We had local ones, too. We're not going to be able to get to you guys. Maybe tomorrow. As you know, I do an hour show, and by the time I get done going crazy, there's not a lot of time left. But it is unbelievable, unbelievable, with the election starting to ramp up, how everybody's getting all excited, and we all should get excited, and we all should research, and we all should pick the best candidate that's good for us, our family, our neighborhoods, our cities, our states, and our country. That's what we have to do. So let's make sure we do that, not just this election, but every election. So as always, it's time to go. Appreciate everyone, friend and foe, listening to me, because you'll get the truth here. You may not like it, but you'll get the truth here. But I say that let's all continue to try to make our country the best we can. Let's don't worry about politics. Let's worry about getting something done. Let's put the best candidates in office. We want public servants. We don't want politicians. And to do that, we have to continue to unite to expose these asswipe bastard, political, parasitical, perverted punks that we call politicians. And that's what they are, politicians, politically perverted punks. They're not public servants who get elected and serve for everybody. So let's expose these son of a bitches today and every day. Let's drag them over the political coals of hell. And when it's all said and done, let's do what we have to do. Let's expose and destroy them before they attempt to continue to destroy us. Never, never, never any violence. Let's destroy them politically, of course. Right here on the dark side.
all the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddy-less babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga, 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 nigga. I don't mean Negro, nigga, 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 nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga, 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 nigga. Drop the mic, bitch!
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, radical radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha!
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.